Greetings, you are listening to Change Radio News. Today is Friday, the 14th of November, 2025. The news read by Olive Rusizo. And here are the headlines. President Chamisa reflects on his political journey. Sikala compares Zimbabwean judiciary to Feja Feja, and two killed, several injured in machete attack in Gurube. And now for the news in detail. Citizens leader President Nelson Chamisa has reflected on his political journey, sharing an old photograph on X taken during the formative days of the MDC in 1999. The picture shows a young Chamisa alongside the late Morgan Tsvangirai, Isaac Matongo, and retired Colonel Sylvester Mudzingwa. President Chamisa said the journey has been painful and challenging, but by God's grace, he is still standing, adding that he believes there is a purpose to his path and that he who began a good work will complete it. Veteran opposition activist Job Sigala says his latest court appearance in South Africa has highlighted the strength of that country's rule of law, a stark contrast, he says, to Zimbabwe's judiciary, which he likened to a Feja Feja, a deceptive street gambling game. He made the remarks after a South African court released him and his uncle, Alexander Ferrost Thema, on 10,000 rand bail each. The pair were arrested last week after explosives were allegedly found in their vehicle. Zimbabwe's judiciary has long faced criticism over its handling of opposition cases. Sikala himself previously spent 595 days in prison without trial, while other figures such as Jacob Ngarifume, Senator Jameson Timba, and the Avondale 66 have also cited selective application of the law. Let's hear Sikala speak.
You know what? The legal practitioners have asked me not to comment on anything. So I think we have seen the proceedings that have been reported. And I will always believe that South Africa has an independent judiciary. Here there is no Feja Feja case. There is no Feja Feja judiciary. There are no Feja Feja investigations. There you found out that these things have been planted in our country. You know what? The legal practitioners have asked me not to.
Two people have been killed in Nenomo communal lands in Gurube after a machete attack by an unknown assailant last night. Several others were injured. It's the second violent incident in the area in a month. 2 weeks ago, a man was left for dead after being struck by a machete-wielding attacker. The motive behind the attack is still unclear. Westprop Holdings CEO Ken Sharp has urged government to scrap its plan to introduce a monocurrency by 2030, warning the move has already triggered a credit freeze. Speaking at the Banks and Banking Survey in Harare yesterday, Sharp said banks are refusing to lend beyond 2030 due to uncertainty caused by Statutory Instrument 218 of 2023, making long-term financing difficult. He urged Zimbabwe is not ready for de-dollarization, saying successful transitions elsewhere took decades. United Nations Development Programme UNDP Climate Adaption Project in Hakwatak Village, Chipinge, is transforming livelihoods by providing sustainable power and new economic opportunities. Funded by the United Kingdom's Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office, the program has installed a 200 kilowatts per solar mini-grid and battery system, supporting small enterprises and training 247 youths in green skills. Over 140 women, men and youths have gained improved income earning opportunities. Beneficiaries told news reporters that the initiative has empowered them to start businesses, while local council pioneer Gapmendi said it is boosting community resilience in a climate vulnerable area. ZANU-PF has shifted its long-standing policy on presidential eligibility, saying Liberation War credentials alone are no longer sufficient. Douglas Mahia, the party's secretary for war veterans, say aspirants must now earn the privilege to lead. The comments come amid rumors that the party is supporting Kudata Gwirei, who does not have war credentials, to succeed Emmerson Mnangagwa. Critics argue ZANU-PF is changing the rules to suit its own agenda. ZANU-PF spokesperson Christopher Mutangwa has sparked controversy over comments on the Ndebele monarchy. Speaking at a pre-budget seminar in Bulawayo last week, Mutangwa claimed King Bulejani, Bulelani Collins Khumalo designated himself as king and suggested local chiefs rejected a king from South Africa. King Bulelani's spokesperson, Bomen Khumalo, dismissed the remarks, saying Mutangwa showed profound ignorance and pushed a tribal agenda. He stressed the king is a direct descendant of King Lobengula with his family in South Africa due to colonial exile, and noted the royal clan has faced bureaucracy changes, engaging with the government. Motorists travelling on the Beitbridge Harare Highway through Mashingo have been warned of a dangerous detour near Chivi. The detour has become slippery and narrow, posing a hazard, and drivers are advised to use the Mandamawe route instead. Let's listen to the warning.
Guys, what you see here is Njanda Detour. Njanda Detour is between Mashingo and Chibite along Mashingo Bedbridge Highway. It's rain season and the detour being gravel, it's not looking fine. Things are really bad here. Vehicles are getting stuck. You can see they are trying to pull and push and pull some, but looking at the queues there, looking at the lines there, you can actually see that things are not well. So guys, here's a tip for you. If you are coming from Harare and you are going to Bedbridge, just before you enter Mashingo, there's a right turn which is going to Zishawani Blawayo. You take that right turn, you go until you pass Mashawa, you go to Mandamawe, then you take left turn going towards TB10, you get to Mashingo Bedbridge Road, then you proceed to Bedbridge. The same thing if you are coming from Bedbridge, you turn at TB10, go to Mandamawe, turn to Mashawa into Mashingo. You do this, guys, and you thank me later. Otherwise, if you go there, yes, it's shorter, but you get stuck. Now, this is something you should also discuss with your agent at the borders so that you get the right coupon and the right route, because Zimra will not want you to divert from your original planned route.
Gweru City Council has ordered residents to remove all cattle and donkeys from the city within 14 days, warning that impounded animals will be auctioned. The November 2025 directive also bans animal-drawn carts to improve safety and sanitation, following complaints about livestock causing traffic hazards and damaging property. Meanwhile, Member of Parliament for Marondera Central, Caston Mateu, urged authorities to confiscate stray cattle, highlighting the risks they pose for motorists. In economic news, FBC Bank and First Capital Bank were named top performers at the 2025 Zimbabwe Independent Banks and Banking Survey in Harare. FBC took the top performing local bank award, while the First Capital Bank won the top performing international bank. The annual survey hosted by the Zimbabwe Independent with POSB and NBS recognizes banks excelling in profitability, innovation, financial inclusion, and digital transformation. Speakers praised the sector's resilience and growth, noting expansion of digital services and efforts to improve access to credit and affordable housing. And in news from local communities, a new piped water scheme in Gomo Ward 3 has brought clean water to over 1,300 households, ending decades of shortages. Launched in June by World Thunder Health, the system uses sand abstraction and an inline chlorinator. The project has also enabled 30 households to start farming initiatives. Beneficiaries say the scheme has transformed lives, allowing year-round gardening, while local councillor Quiet Gutsi thanked partners for addressing a long-standing community challenge. A man from Chipinge has been sentenced to 9 years in prison for stealing 6 cattle from a fellow villager. Amon Sigauke was convicted of stock theft by the Chipinge Magistrate Court, a serious offence carrying a mandatory sentence. The cattle, valued at $1,800, were taken from Zamaname village on 10 October 2025 and later recovered after a police investigation. The court said the harsh sentence reflects the seriousness of the crime and its impact on the community. In international news, the Kenyan authorities say over 200 of their citizens are fighting for Russia in the Ukraine conflict. Foreign Affairs Minister Musalia Mudavadi said some recruits, including former security personnel, were forced to handle drones and chemicals without proper training. President William Ruto has requested that Ukraine secure the release of Kenyans held in the conflict zone. Mudavadi added that the recruitment networks remain active in Kenya and Russia, with some nationals reportedly coerced into criminal activities. Across Africa, about 1,400 citizens are fighting alongside Russian forces, while more than 20 Kenyans have already been rescued from attempts to join the war. And finally, in sports news, Warriors midfielder Andy Rinomota is back in contention for the Africa Cup of Nations after signing with Reading. The 20-year-old rejoined his boyhood club on Wednesday, ending a 5-month spell without a team that had cost him his national team place ahead of the December tournament in Morocco. Rinomota could make his second debut on 22 November, giving him a chance to prove his fitness to newly appointed Warriors coach Marian Marinika, who got a tough start as the Warriors lost 3-1 to Algeria in a friendly match in Saudi Arabia. To end the news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. President Chamisa reflects on his political journey. Sikala compares Zimbabwean judiciary to Feja Feja. and 2 killed, several injured in machete attack in Gurure. This concludes our bulletin for today. Thank you for listening. From myself, Olive, and the entire team at Change Radio, have a blessed weekend.